Hello? Yes. Yes. Can y'all hear us? Let us know. I'm sick of the shit. I'm about to quit. Fuck. Everyone is texting.
Yes? Working now? Yay, they can hear us. Thank you.
Okay. I'm...
It's hot. I almost fell trying to get the Ethernet cable. I almost, like, fell right off. Yeah. We're trying to fix this wiring and sound issue here. We're more artsy folk than STEM girls. And I was going for the Ethernet cable on a wobbly chair, and I almost fell into Chorsey's TV. But we're here. Thank you for rejoining us. We love you. A part of me is about to be like, why can't we see them? And I remembered it's not a Zoom call. It is a TV show, essentially.
So the text is here, so they should be able to... I don't know if y'all can see each other's text, but we can see it.
Oh, my God. Okay. We did it, though. Chorsey, how are you?
Super close to each other.
We are mad close to each other. We're using the MC mic.
We don't have a choice. I mean, all right. So long story short, had a beautiful program all set up, graphics, the whole kit caboodle, ready to go. About 10 minutes before we try to go live, graphics stopped working, microphone stops working, his microphone stops working, and then my laptop's microphone is not working. Nothing. So then we tried your laptop. That one wasn't working. God doesn't like us. He
heard our comments. I think that's what it is. He was like, oh, y'all want to go live after everything you've said about me and my kid?
Oh, actually, yeah. No, there's a mic stand.
Oh, perfect. We can do that. Wouldn't it be so funny if you just end our stream? I think. No, that looks fine. That looks like a mic thing. But awesome. So I drove in to see Chorsey yesterday from New Jersey because I'm currently unemployed now.
You'll get it.
Will you get it over there?
Shut the fuck up.
All right. But I was stuck in traffic in Pennsylvania, and I peed in the Dunkin' Donuts cup.
What? Why? That's what you wanted to tell me?
So I was driving from New Jersey to Ohio, and there was like 20-minute standstill traffic. I wasn't trying. I was either pee on myself or pee in a cup. And so I pee in the cup. And then I dumped it out on the road. Still cussing.
Talking to the mic.
Yeah, so I pee in a Dunkin' Donuts cup. So Dunkin' Donuts sponsor us. It's very good coffee. I drink very quickly. And then hit standstill traffic in the middle of nowhere, Pennsylvania.
That's not good, bro.
Why is it not good?
That's the trifling.
You've never been stuck in a car?
No, specifically that you chose Dunkin' Donuts to pee in.
Dunkin' Donuts is so good.
It is not.
It's cheap and it's a lot of coffee.
It's really not.
It is cheap and it's a lot of coffee. And it's like,
I don't drink coffee, so I wouldn't like Dunkin' Donuts.
Well, you would like it because you like the refreshers and stuff. I think you would like Dunkin' Donuts, but you don't.
I'm going to take all my clothes off.
Oh, is that kind of strange?
It's going to be that kind of strange.
Give us donations. Fix choices AC.
For each dollar I get, I'll take off one article of clothing. Well, two are already off. So.
Socks are already gone. You got three left.
No. All right, everyone.
We got a lot of nervous energy right now.
Welcome. Welcome to our live episode. Thanks so much for stopping in, y'all. We don't know what we're doing. As you can tell, this is the Hot Mess Express. Over Dakota's shoulder, you notice the gorgeous, the beautiful Kelly Rowland. She's the one sponsoring this podcast, so thank you, Kelly Rowland.
She doesn't know, but we took her credit information, so she's paying for all of this.
Also, Ricky Johnson, down there over in California, my favorite porn star. Thank you. I see you. I hear you, sir. I appreciate the work you do. All right, industry. I'm ready.
Anytime his videos come up, I'll be like, damn, you probably heard us talk about him.
Oh, absolutely.
I'll just see the name, and I'll be like, I know him more than anybody else knows him.
The weird part, the day I texted you, and I was like, why are there titties on our Twitter program? And I was like, oh, no, I'm the one who followed Ricky on the Twitter. So I'm showing you, like, I just opened it up, and it's like, there's just a naked woman. This is not supposed to be a part of our program.
That wouldn't be me. I don't do that on Twitter.
Really? Mm-hmm. I have a whole separate Twitter account.
That's
where you get the best amateur stuff. Anyway, so thanks so much. For checking out, It's already been kind of a rough start, obviously. I am dark as hell.
You're also right next to me, and this is a dimly lit room, and you're wearing a black shirt.
Entertain the people while I...
So this episode was started with tech issues. Let's talk about other times where I haven't been very much of a woman in STEM. Once, when I was in high school, I was Zooming somebody, or even Skype then, because Zoom kind of came out of nowhere last year, let's be real. And I spilled root beer all over my laptop, and it made the keyboard very, very sticky. So honestly, this could be my bad luck that got us here.
So you're the one I have to blame.
Yeah. Oh, also, actually, before that, before I spilled root beer on this laptop, the screen had been cracked. You couldn't use it. So I had the laptop as like a keyboard more and like kind of computer station, and then I had an HDMI port going to a monitor on my desk. And then I spilled root beer all over the keyboard. So then I had to plug in a keyboard. So I took a one-piece laptop and turned it into a three-piece computer. Just worse. Oh, are you getting the ring light? Yeah, you can unplug my stuff. You don't need more. Why don't you like me?
You're making my life more difficult, sir.
How am I making your life more difficult? I'm not. This is from like 10 years ago. Or, oh God. Oh, I'm gonna burp into this dream. About, yeah, so I was like 8 years ago when I did that, and now we're ruining it now. And then, like I said, I almost fell on Chorsey's TV earlier, trying to get the Ethernet cable.
Alright, y'all can see me. I also almost fucking cracked on this. What is that called? Ottoman? It's like a sofa ottoman, I guess, question mark? I don't know, man. All right, y'all can see. No, you really can't.
We gotta be. Oh, it's probably because of the directional thing. We shouldn't move this. Can we move this down at all?
No, that's as low as it goes.
Perfect. All right. We have good posture for this
episode. Good posture!
We're gonna project. All right.
It's gonna be a hot mess. Maybe we could back it up a little more so it'll...
Oh, yeah.
That might be better.
That makes more sense.
Cool. All right, everyone. So, thanks so much for stopping in. We don't really have a plan for what we're going to talk about today.
Just like always.
Yeah, we didn't really have a plan for the episode in general from start to finish. We kind of selected a date and a time.
And then and did 30 no minutes plan. Of tech issues. Kind of any things we wanted to talk about was thrown out the window by the stress of trying to get this going.
God. It was like, it was super chill. Like, we went to brunch, had a fantastic brunch, had mimosas. Everything was cool. It was good, ready to go, and then it just quickly wasn't good. It just quickly wasn't ready to go.
It felt fine until yeah, until like we tried to start the stream. Like everything else, like yeah, the computer says this works, and then as soon as we hit like start stream, it was like psych.
I'm never doing this again. I'm hoping y'all enjoy. Oh, I should text my father back, Dad. If you're listening. No, you do not need to sign up. Maybe?
What's the name on it? Hammer07.
Oh, that's
that. What I figured. I was
hey,
like...
Bob. Yeah, you don't have to sign up for a restream or anything like that. It's the only one of the three services we're streaming on where you need to sign up would be Twitch. But you can watch it on YouTube, watch it on Facebook.
Well, it looks like, oh, wait, that's so cool. It shows where they're watching from.
You didn't peep that?
No.
What did you think the blue and red logos represented?
I was looking at names. And then,
proud of you. Proud of you. Also, yeah, the shirt might come off, y'all. I don't have AC in my apartment. It's been about two weeks.
We had to turn it off. Well, they can barely hear us anyway.
Yeah, I mean, we suffer for art. We got to suffer for art. We'll do this in the heat because we care about you
how
all.
How do the podcast pre-AC works? They don't have AC.
How do you think? What?
They just yelled without
me. My brain just like... Like, what?
It's called radio. I don't know.
Could you imagine in Stone Age? It was like, so my next guest is going to be, and it was just like these stone
there
chairs.
We go. We'll tip for shirt off. Oh, never mind. Then no stripping. Somebody's done. All right. So if whatever tips wins, that's what goes. So if more people tip for shirt off, we do that. But if your dad tips more for no stripping, then there's that. So.
Speaking of which, so in terms of tipping, best way to support us, there's a link right there at the bottom of the screen. Check. Wait, is that right? Nope, that's Twitter and Instagram. Hold on. That's the wrong link. I made another one, I promise. Let's make that visible. There it is. Nope.
You're just hiding this one.
Oh, shit.
There it is.
There it is. All right. So check us out. You can sign up on Patreon. That's the best way to support us. Shut the fuck up.
I didn't say anything.
Patreon.com/ keep_100.
Y'all can see the link. You don't got to get him to try and talk about it.
We had three. I had three mimosas. So I'm already.
You had two and a half.
It was two and a half hours ago.
But yes, even just $1 will do. And then, like we've said many times, the first 20 subscribers will have special fun little gifts going out to you guys. Oh, yeah. And then now, if we can ever figure out how to consistently do live streams, we'll probably do like live episodes or like special like videos of episodes on our Patreon for subscribers to view and keep secret. So that'd be really fun.
No, they're going to watch this episode and be like, we're unsubscribing from this. Seriously, like, we started. Oh, I don't even watch one. Where's my? We started like 25 minutes late. No one's gonna want.
No. We started on time, ended it immediately, and then came back on time. So you know, life happens.
I'm gonna quit.
You're gonna quit on two man show.
Yeah. Have fun. All good right. Luck.
I'm gonna be on IG live just by myself.
Oh, we really could just be on IG. I'm going to do it.
Is it not already going to? No, it's not.
It's not going to IG.
Thanks, ZB. I'm just going to yell. Damn, this is hard.
It's really hard. Yep. Suffer for your art, buddy. Suffer for your art. Okay, let me. How do I? I've never gone live on Instagram.
You just go to this badaboo and then live.
Checking connection. Right. Checking. Hey, we'll just put
is it.
Is it
not already? Oh no, it's going to Facebook.
It's Facebook, YouTube, and.
You can put it against it. All right, sweet.
Cool.
So, we're now on IG Live too. We just did that. So if you can't hear me there, you can or here you got IG Live. Because yeah, thanks so much. So did you guys want to hear my pee story?
No, we don't. We absolutely do not. The people
right
say
in the
no.
Chat if you want to hear my pee story.
The people say no.
They don't. They haven't said anything.
Look at all
yet.
The no's.
Well, somebody left. So.
Oh no!
Somebody definitely left.
We're doing good.
All right.
Oh, someone's on IG. Is that Jazz?
Yeah, it's Jazz.
Woo! Okay, so Dakota, what do you want to talk about today?
I want to talk about how I pee in Pennsylvania.
I don't want to hear this.
It's not a very long story. Oh, God. But fine. I think the first five people heard it.
Fine.
Yeah, your dad said let's hear it. Oh my God. So, I really like Dunkin' Donuts. It's very cheap, and you get a lot of coffee with it. And so I was driving back from New Jersey to Ohio on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Right? No? What day is it?
Buddy, I don't fucking know. Today's Saturday.
Oh, God damn. I'm unemployed now.
We've been doing this for almost 6 months. You haven't figured out how to tell a story yet? Anymore?
I don't know what day it is because I don't have a job anymore.
Is it really important?
No, it's not. Anyway, one day in the near past, I was driving from New Jersey to Ohio, and I got caught in very, very heavy traffic for about 20 minutes. It's like standstill traffic. It's the middle of nowhere, Pennsylvania, and Papa had to pee. I said that.
No, never again.
Your boy had to pee, and there was nowhere to go because in the middle of nowhere, and I was in traffic. So I waited until there were no semis by me, and the passenger seat, I took the little flip thing that you get the visor. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I put that against the window so nobody could see if they drove by, and I peed in my cup.
Oh, you hit. That's interesting.
I don't really hide. Well, there's nobody really near me, so it's okay. So I was kind of like propped forward, kind of like peeing in the cup. And then I was like, damn, I got this cup full of piss. I'm not going to take this forever. And I was still stuck in traffic, so like 5 miles an hour is kind of like out the window. There you go. So they probably just thought I was like, oh man, that coffee probably is bad. Or they're like,
it is now.
That coffee's bad now. It
is bad now.
So that's what I did on Wednesday.
I mean, anytime I've peed in my car, I've never really hidden. I've never thought about it.
Like, wait, hold on. So you've peed in your car, but you were getting mad at me earlier.
Yes.
I peed in the car.
Because it was Dunkin' Donuts. We've been through that.
That's the issue?
Yes, that was
the issue.
Yes, you have to pee in your car. There are moments in your life in
which... Thank you, Zach, for letting us know. Yes, the computer, we're having so many mic issues with this, the sound part, but I'm glad IG's working.
Yeah. There are always moments in your life in which you just walked out the store. You don't want to walk back in to use a nasty-ass bathroom, but you got a 20-25-minute drive to get to your place, but you just got to let it loose. So you find a Powerade bottle.
Yeah, that's right. They just have me Dunkin' Donuts. I don't know why we're mad about Dunkin' Donuts every time.
Dunkin' Donuts is not good.
Yes, it is.
It's not even a good donut. Like,
so that's not where I go. I go because it's cheap.
That's like saying I go to Burger King for the chicken fries. That's stupid.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
How are you going to name yourself? Oh, do you remember in college the day?
Yeah, you went to concert with the KFC and there's no chicken.
There's no chicken. I'm like, how the fuck are you open? How are you KFC and ain't got chicken? What is your point? Why do you exist? Man, that truly. And then it happened another time with Wendy's and burgers over there on, I don't know where the fuck that is, South Side. But they were, I went and were like, yeah, we ain't got no burgers. Like, so.
Here in Indy?
No, that was in Columbus. I was in college. But I wanted the triple baconator. And they were like, yeah, we don't have any burgers. And so what the?
How you not got burgers in your burger?
What the fuck is your menu then?
You got
like
bread like, and lettuce.
It's like episode of SpongeBob when they're doing the healthy Krabby Patty.
What's the salad?
Oh, my God.
I almost said Chicken Avenue, baby.
Holy shit. All right. We can do more pee stories, I guess. I got a lot of these things. What'd that say?
He loves Burger King. I grew up on Burger King, but I don't... Ugh. I went to Burger King the other day to try their spice... Oh, I went to Burger King on Wednesday before I started my drive. Because I was like, oh, they have a new spicy chicken sandwich. Let me try it. I don't know if it's because it was just like a bad sandwich or because I had it like the middle of nowhere, New Jersey. It was garbage. It wasn't very good. I also got a chicken sandwich at a burger place.
I haven't found a lot of good Burger King service, though. Like, a lot of Burger King experiences recently that I've had has been pretty shitty. Because, like, when I was younger and, like, my parents and I, we'd go, I always thought, well, it's because we're going to first in a month. Everyone, you know, like, everyone's already gone in, gone through the line, whole 9 yards. But it doesn't matter when you go. Burger King is just kind of not fresh and not good. Like, in terms of the major fast food chains, Burger King is unfortunately kind of low on the list for me. Because, like, when I want a burger, I tend to lean Wendy's. Chicken nuggets, Wendy's. Fries, Wendy's. I also like McDonald's fries, but, like, it's just...
And it's got that great 20-piece deal. Yeah. How do those man say, I love Burger King, and then you just go... Damn, that's crazy. I fucking hate Burger King.
I do.
You're like, stay breezy, though.
I mean, everyone's entitled to their wrong opinion, though. Like, that's okay. Everyone's okay to their wrong, trifling ass taste buds. And that's okay.
It just... Bro, we got 8 streamers. Why are you going to lose one of them? that's 12% of our viewers.
Bloop, bloop.
I don't give a fuck about these guys.
I don't care. Bye-bye. So there was one time in middle school in which I had to pay my best friend $5, because he peed on me. Yeah. So I was stupid enough to, what's that say? McDonald's has the best French fries. If served freshly, yes, I will agree with that McDonald's statement. I have had some soggy walnuts of fries and it's... Yes.
Walnuts?
Yes.
Walnuts?
Yes. Some soggy walnuts. Like, it just, you know that ugly texture that a walnut has? Imagine that in taste form.
Okay. Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like,
yeah. I guess, like, what's like the brown and crinkly walnut fries? Oh, okay. I understand what you're saying now.
It's like someone who's like 90 years old and, like, you know, their skin, like, you know how, see how this bounces?
Yeah.
Theirs just goes, wee, 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 wee.
Oh, there we go. Cajun fries. All right, I'm gonna kick that stream out. Soggy fries are rocking. Not gonna lie, we gotta kick her out of the stream.
Let people be. Okay.
No. You don't get to say people have shitty opinions.
Yes, they're allowed to have their shitty opinions, but we need their money to go to.
She doesn't give me any money. But now she buys me food sometimes. She buys me soggy ass fries.
You know, I don't want your soggy ass fries. Don't talk to me. I don't want shit.
Is this a fry stream?
Yeah, I did. It's pee and fries is what I'm going to name this episode.
Best pee stories, best fry stories.
Best peas and
Arby
fries.
Curly fries are actually pretty good.
Hit or miss.
That's fair. When it's crispy, yes. They're good. Because of curly fries, they have to be crispy. Actually, Allison and I were talking yesterday because we went to Arby's because she's getting her car fixed. It's the only place nearby.
Mm-hmm.
She'd fucking walk. And we were talking about how, like, we were kids. We would get yelled at. Because, one, our dad would have to pick who got what fries because he wanted the one with most. And I used to get yelled at if we got the ones that were, like, too coil, like, a lot of coils. We would get yelled at if we were like, oh, that fry looks good as hell. We'd grab it. We'd get yelled at, like, that's for dad. Like, why does he get the curly fry? Y'all ever get beat over fries?
No.
We did.
You ever get beat over fries? Your family is wild, Dakota. I mean, it's a curly fry.
Army has good
crinkle cuts.
No, I read it.
I feel like if I'm going
to
Arby's.
Did I know this?
You said now. So, I think you think of Arby's as curly fries.
Yeah.
When I get crinkle fries, I don't think I ever, like, specifically order them. I think waffle fries are top-notch fry.
Overall?
Yeah, because I like to make buffalo blue cheese fries and just make, like, a whole meal of
it.
Oh, because then that goes into more of, like, a meal territory, not fries as a side.
I mean, my dad made all types of fries for me as a kid. And, like, the Texas, like, the thick, like, wedges almost was always my favorite. Because really you bite into it, just, like, nothing but, like, potato goodness. And I just, I loved it so much. Crinkle cut is all right. Mostly if dad or someone, like, in my family who knew how to cook made it. Yeah. I've had some friends crinkle cut fries. And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Well, because they, like, overcook it, so it's like eating a tire a little bit.
I feel like always, like, undercooked the fries. Because, like, I want it to be crispy. It's like, then why would you undercook it?
Yeah. Like, I don't want to eat a raw potato. Have you ever eaten a raw potato? I've done it.
Yeah.
Why did you do it?
We had a garden in Colorado. And then we had, like, potatoes. I was like, damn, this probably tastes good as hell. I bit it. I was like, what was I thinking?
No, I just lived by myself and got bored.
That sounds very unfair.
There's a bag of potato. Ooh.
Bringing this convo
back
to...
Are those bagged potatoes still in the kitchen?
We better have a fry stream?
No. Those are just like 6 months. We can't
use
them.
It's frozen. It's fine.
No, it's in a drawer, bro. It's not in...
It's like...
It just taters.
Oh,
I thought... The bag of taters.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I haven't been here in a while. Wait. If we bought them fresh... They'd still be good, because potatoes have a long shelf life. That's why they're so popular, because they can last for a while. Root,
like,
vegetables last
a
while.
A year?
Probably not a year.
I think you're pushing it, buddy.
Bringing this convo back to pee.
Yes.
I apparently was housebroken outside.
What do you mean, house what?
I was potty trained, like, by peeing on trees, apparently.
Mama drowned. I have questions.
Country-ass military family, bro. Like... Like, and then, like, as a kid, like, I gotta pee, and I'd go outside like a goddamn dog, pee on the tree, and then my parents were like, all right, we gotta fix this. But that's honestly their fault. That's their L.
We gotta fix this. That is concerning. I almost said precious, and I was like,
No, it's not precious.
Don't support this baby.
Barely. There are many words to describe me. Precious is not one of them.
That situation is precious, I think. That you were just like, I need to eject myself out of this home. I don't belong with the humans.
Yeah, I was like, all fours too. Like, I went out with the dogs. Like, they pushed me over that pee. I marked my territory, a whole 9 yards.
That's concerning.
No, I'm lying. Like,
I don't know. They truly watched you drop over a ledge and just left you be.
They pushed me, bro.
They did not push you.
The reveal. They pushed me.
They did not push you.
I'm making this.
We're not doing it.
I did not fall off the stairs. I was thrown off.
This is not Maury. This is not. Fucking Jerry Springer, we ain't doing it.
Now online.
We're not doing that.
I was thrown over the edge.
I just want to see what happened. It kind of bounced. It was kind of fun.
Off my head.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. Right, we gotta figure out a real topic.
No, we don't.
No. Look,
that's the whole purpose of this. Also, I still tell my pee story. I want to tell you about the time I got pee. Yeah. So, I played football in eighth grade, and then when we were working to be on a high school team, we would walk from Rosemore to middle school to Whitehall.
Yearling to do the workouts with the high school team. So during one of the trips over there, it's a colder day, as in like there's snow on the ground. Because I remember him being in like this big ass tan coat that was really comfy. So I don't know how the conversation came up, but at one point, like early on the walk, he was like he really had to pee. And I was like, bro, I don't really give a fuck. Like, go pee somewhere else. He was like, can I pee on you? And I was like, I bet you $5 you won't pee on me. And those are the lethal words to the situation. Because the way he did it was, it wasn't immediate. Like, at one point, we had been walking for about 2-3 more minutes. I kind of forgot about the conversation. And then I feel this warm stream down my right leg.
This man was walking and peeing?
Yeah.
That's pretty talented.
He was not afraid to whip his dick out.
I mean, that's not the issue here. It's like, because sometimes, like, even, like, peeing in the car, like, I force myself to pee, like, it's okay, you can do this. Like, because, like, usually.
Really?
Like, yeah, because, like, my body's like, we're not supposed to be doing this in a fucking car. But to do it walking, that's interesting.
I mean, you just got to get the proper art. You know, it's kind of like trajectory and, like.
Yeah, but, like, you're, like, moving during it. I think that's, like, the issue for me is, like, maybe I'm not athletic enough. maybe I'm just real lazy.
I'm assuming if you hit the proper angle and it just, at least that's what I'm assuming happened because it was behind me when he hit. So it just kind of curved in. So not only did I get a peed on, and I also, sorry, Dad, I had to throw away those pants. I couldn't tell you what happened.
You let a man piss on you? Wait. Yeah. You got paid to get peed on?
Yeah. And then had to pay him $5 because I'm at least going to be a man of my word.
No, wait, you lost money?
I lost money because my dumbass said, I bet you won't. And, So now I'm very careful when I make statements like that. Like, we don't fuck around with shit like that anymore.
Best decision.
Never again. Never again. Man. Yeah. So, other than that, I've never been peed on since, I don't think.
I hope not.
I mean, I don't know. Clubs are wild. There are some liquids I feel like I've touched in a club where I'm like, what is this?
It's $5, ZB, apparently. That's his going rate. But he pays you to get peed on, so I don't know what his rate is to give pee. Donations are on. If you want to be peeing on Jersey, it's $5.
We're not doing this.
We are now.
We're not doing this.
Yeah, we gotta make some money. Wait, that's, we lose money.
Yeah, exactly.
Damn.
Did we ever start the OnlyFans?
We can.
No, we can't.
Why not?
What the fuck are we gonna sell?
The bodies.
How do you plan on doing this exactly? You think what? We just gonna take pictures, ignore the others' pictures while we post them on there?
Oh shit.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just not gonna look at this.
Yeah, like,
is there one to hide the photos on?
Like, that's my point. How do you plan on doing this? Or it's like,
that's interesting. Yeah. That's a good point.
It's gonna be the same account. Like, you can choose the black side or the white side.
I'll just turn around like this. I'm like, ah! I'll just memorize the location. Hey, Siri, post this.
We have to hire someone who manages the OnlyFans
so
that we never look at it. We're like, here's the content. Do with it what you will. Make us the money.
Is this picture of, so I don't even know. I don't even care. I don't care if it's a good picture of him. If you post it, that's good.
Especially when it's like, you get a picture, it's like, what? What am I looking at?
She said, y'all still sell bodies and lost like 4 followers. Dude, that's crazy.
Man.
Oh, shit.
It's fine. Listen, for the people that are here are what matter, and we appreciate y'all. I keep looking at my wrist and ain't no goddamn watch on here. I don't know. But it's fine. It's fine.
Right. We're doing okay.
All right. You said you want an actual topic, an actual episode, right?
Well, now that we actually have you all here, if there's something you would like us to talk about, go ahead and drop that. But we will also brainstorm to some things we'll talk about.
I'm about to get naked. It's hot.
It is hot as fuck.
You want to turn it back on? We need an answer. 30 seconds.
I'm going to try it, and then let us know. Yeah, I'm going to turn it on, and if it's too loud, let us know.
Hurry up. Okay. All right, this is my show now. Let's go. I'm going to take this shit over. What's up, y'all? How are we doing?
What's that say? Leg lifted?
Listen. Wait. Don't worry about it. It happened. What are you doing? Where the fuck are you? Oh, I guess I got to scoot over now.
Yeah. Hey, bestie. We just turned it on, but yes, no AC. Can you guys hear us? Or is the AC too loud?
I can barely hear the AC, to be honest.
Oh, that's true.
I don't think it's that bad.
Oh, wait, what the fuck is this? Oh. Can y'all talk about your favorite thing? Why am I reading like I can't read?
Go for it.
We are sober now. Can y'all talk about your favorite things about each other?
You go first. Favorite things about each other. Interesting. The longer it takes for us to answer, the more shady it becomes.
I gotta go through a lot. I think one of my favorite things about Chorsey is purely this vibe, is that, like, no matter, like, how much chaos, like, even when things are crazy, we keep ourselves grounded, even though we're really stressing. Like, and that's why we work really well together, like, in, you know, like, place of employment, but also with this, is that when, like, shit's the fan, we're like, okay, well, we gotta figure it out. I think we both, like, move into action instead of, like, just in the, like, oh, we can't live stream today. We're like, we'll figure it out. So I really love that, and how during the whole time we stay goofy, and, like, I think we've never had, like, real confrontation where something's been somebody's fault specifically, but I think we also do a good job of, like, being accountable of our own actions. So if someone's like, hey, like, kind of fuck this up, like, yeah, like, I acknowledge that. And it wouldn't be, like, we wouldn't stay mad at each other because the other person messed up, and we wouldn't get mad because somebody pointed it out. I think that's something that we like. I think there's, like, that a lot of mutual, like, respect that's in our friendship that allows us to be, like, unabashedly ourselves. So we'd be as goofy, as crazy as we want, because we know the other we're not going to – anything we do that's embarrassing, like yelling at people in public
– we're running, like, into a sign this morning.
We're just, like, flipping people off in the car and telling them to go. Like, we're like, nothing we do makes us feel like, damn, I gotta, like, check myself around this person. Because we see each other, like, at our best. So, yeah. That's one of my favorite things.
I guess, kind of touching on some of those points, I've never met someone who I've been able to switch between the personal and professional sides of me so clearly. And so efficiently, where it doesn't become an issue. Like, we have clear lines and boundaries that, to be honest, I don't know if we've ever had to discuss. I think we've just understood it and have just kind of gotten it.
Yeah.
Like, we just morally, we're pretty in sync with each other. And I think just the expectations of how we conduct our friendship and how others should conduct themselves around us, we just agree with more than pretty much any other person that I know. So it's just been – it's nice to have someone who is like, I know you're going to be honest. I know you'd be real with me. But I also know that you'll at least see my side of things when we're venting and, you know, when there is an issue. And like you said, if there ever was an issue that were to arise, like, even when we were having a conversation about setting up the podcast and how we were divvying things up and all that, it was – still professional and respectful of each other. And I even told you today, like, once we started discussing the finances, you know.
I know damn well I don't do 50% of the work.
It's like, you know, well, because that's the thing. Like, people, like, I put, you know, I wanted your name to be first on the logo and all that. Like, because I want you to be empowered because you are a part of the show as well. And I know there are some friends that I have that have immediately been like, oh, yeah, I deserve 50-50. And you and me was like, yeah, no, that's no, not.
I was like, I appreciate that you asked me. It's like kind of been awkward. I was like, damn, I gotta get a number. It's like, I'm not gonna say 50-50 because it's not. I acknowledge what it is. Like, if I felt like I was genuinely doing that much work, then I would ask for it. But yeah. I know damn well I'm not.
Because I also didn't go into this with them, like, for the money per se.
Yeah, it was just really like, hey, I want to talk to my best friend and hang out.
Yeah.
We live like 500, 700 miles away from each other.
And that's a weird thing, because I feel like because so many people in our society are so focused on a financial, like, you know, being able to monetize your hobbies and things like that, being able to go into that conversation was like, whatever you say, I'm pretty much good with, because, like, I'm not really in this for the money. I'm in it to be able to spend this time with you and have these conversations and see what the fuck happens. The money's just kind of the icing on the cake.
Really,
but I was like, but I had like an idea target in my head of like what I think it should have been, and you were right on there with me to where, like, we didn't even have to negotiate, if you will. It was just pretty much you said it. I was like, cool.
Works, yeah. Yeah. And I think it's the benefit of, like, this is, like, our way of, like, staying artistic. When with our day jobs, we don't have those opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when you were working at Terry and the Game Show, yeah. But, like, when I was teaching, no. Which is really nice. Like, that's really why we're in it. But, yeah. Good question.
Good question. What else do y'all want to know?
The second one was...
Sorry. I didn't want to say more.
Yeah, how are you going to be fucking second? What are the worst game or reality TV shows y'all have seen? I already know your answer.
Do you? I don't know my
wasn't
answer.
Wasn't it the Adam is the fuck? I know. What was the game show we were watching but you didn't like the host?
That's many shows.
It was when we watched them together.
It's always old white men that I just don't like.
No, it was the guy from Parks and Rec. What's the guy?
Oh my God, don't.
Don't, yeah, don't. You hated don't.
I really did.
Yeah, that one wasn't very good.
I hated the awkward comedy of don't. The host is a great actor. Yeah. I love him in Good Place.
He's not a game show host.
He's not a game show host. Even
thank you, Jazz. Yeah, Adam Scott. That's what I thought.
Even with the way they tried to script Don't to make it seem like it was that weird dry humor, it read awkward, like a knockoff of Ellen's Game of Games without – like, Ellen's actually funny. A little shady, which is why I find it to be funny.
Funny?
She's actually funny.
Okay.
I would say more than him.
Okay. In that live sense of what I've seen, I'll give you that.
Or at least I retract funny and replace it with personable.
You don't have to defend yourself to me.
I think she's more personable at the very least. Like, I would go hug Ellen. I would never touch.
I'd kiss Adam's kind of lips.
I would not. Like, even if he told me, like, yo, let's fuck, he'd be like, you're probably boring.
You don't know that.
I feel like he'd be just straight, like, eat, and I don't want that. I don't want that.
So the premise of the Adam Scott show Don't was literally like, he'd tell you like not to do something. So be like, hey, don't get hit by this tire, I think, or some shit. And like, a bunch of tires would come down the hill. Or like, oh, you had to pick, it was like three things, you had to like, kind of like Monty Paul's like doors things. Like you had to pick a door, like, hey, I'm probably not gonna hit behind this door. And then tires would come down and slam through this door. So you might get hit by like, a truck tire or something. So that's really the premise of it. And it wasn't a bad show, but it wasn't a good show. And then as Chorsey, the game show aficionado, like you said, didn't like the host. So
that same night we watched The Floor is Lava.
Yeah. The Floor is Lava was good, but it gets old fast.
It needs to stay innovative was the issue with that show. I will say overall, the worst show, like, live reality type of competition, I guess. I detest Big Brother. I detest it. I hate it.
Is it because you're an only child?
No. You're the only child. Fuck you. I hate Big Brother.
Yes, I agree, Elena. Well, I'm not a lesbian, so I can't really agree, but, like, yeah, I get the message. She says Ellen is a good entertainer, but as a lesbian.
Yeah, we won't claim her. That's fair. I mean, no one wants to claim her anymore. We all knew she was toxic. We just kind of ignored that fact. Anyway. What was I talking about?
Floor's Lava.
No, after that. Big Brother is trash. Oh. Big Brother is trash. Because it's not a game of skill. It's more of a game of psychology of relationships, I guess the best way to describe Big Brother. You can never win and win the overall show. Like, you could never actually be the top dog of any of the games that are played and still become the winner and not even understand. To be honest, I don't even understand the whole premise of, like, the head of household and, like, getting the key and all that shit.
Yeah.
But it's all, like, a voting structure. So it's a popularity contest, which seems trashy. I also, Marcus, if you're on the stream.
Hey, Rodriguez.
I apologize.
Oh, that's so cool.
But Survivor is not a good show.
Survivor is... I haven't watched it forever, but...
Survivor's not a good show.
Too Hot to Handle's trash. What do you mean? You don't see a bunch of hot people? Too like, Hot to kiss each other?
That, Jasmine, Love Island, Live Your Best Dreams, girl, but...
I love the drama, though, of Love Island.
I will never. Any dating show is just, like... I don't want to watch people fuck or, like, not really fuck. Like, if I want to see people fuck, I want to see them actually fuck.
We need a porn reality show.
I got some links to show you later.
Yeah, name dropped in the podcast. You should be happy that you get name dropped.
Yeah. I don't know. What in your limited experience, what are shows you were just like, absolutely not? Because I feel like I've introduced you to quite a few game shows because of our friendship.
The only show I can really think of I really didn't like was Where the Wild Things Are, and that's not a reality show. That's just a movie.
What the fuck is that?
I don't watch that much TV or a movie. These?
Or movie.
There's only one. There's only movie. One movie. I watch one a year. But the only show movie I can remember like watching that I hated was like Where the Wild Things Are. It was when it came out. I was like, I don't know, 10. And I was like, I'm over this. And I fell asleep in the theater. Like loudly. Just like declared, like, I don't like this. Like, fell asleep.
See, it doesn't matter how good something is. If I am exhausted, I'm going to sleep.
Yeah.
AKA last night, Mario Party. We played Mario
Party. And you won. I was so mad, bro.
We played Mario Party last night with Jasmine. And truly, I would wake up to play the minigame, do my turn, go back to sleep.
And he'd smoke us. And he'd smoke. I'd be like, oh, Troy's asleep. I got this. And he'd be like, I'm like, what the fuck is this?
That was pretty iconic on my part, I'll admit.
Osmosis Jones is the best movie in our lifetime. I have to agree with that. Anytime I think of my body, like when I'm sick,
aren't
I think
of Aren't you supposed to be B-movie? You're supposed to be the big B-movie aficionado.
No, that's Albert. I just like making the jokes to aggravate people.
I thought you were the one that had the picture of the...
No?
Wait, your Twitter profile used to be like the main B, Adam Sandler, with the glasses? It's not... Who is it? I don't know.
Adam Sandler the B?
I don't know.
No.
Who voiced the
Jerry
B?
Jerry Seinfeld?
Who voiced the B in the B movie?
It's Jerry Seinfeld.
It's one of those old white people. See the Big Brother.
Yeah, it's definitely... Big Brother's not that interesting.
It's not. It's really not.
And
I think I'm supposed to support Big Brother because Ariana's brother was on it at one point. Like early, but like, I don't really like him either. So, yeah.
Wait, why do you have to support it?
I think people assume I'm a stan of Ariana Grande because of how much I listen to her, and like, I don't believe in stan culture. Stan culture is more toxic than cancel culture.
I don't even know who Stan is.
From American Dad.
That's the only Stan I know, I guess.
Okay. Then you know a Stan.
Oh, we have a comment from Xfinity. Yeah, I don't really think there's that many TV shows I don't like because I really just don't watch TV.
And why would I waste my time watching things I don't like?
Oh, Real Housewives. I think I don't like some of these reality shows because, like, people aggravate me.
I've never seen any episode of Real Housewives.
No, it was Bad Girls Club. That's what it was.
The bunnies?
What?
The Playboy bunnies?
No.
Oh.
No, it was, if you want to make me watch Bad Girls Club.
Wait, were you thinking actual bunnies?
Yeah, I was like, there's no Easter reality show. But then I was like, and then I took a second, like, oh wait, no, he means Manson. No.
Could you imagine a reality show?
Rodriguez, how are you doing like this? Bad Girls Club, like, I like the drama aspect, but the girls were so annoying. I was like, I don't want to meet any of these women in real life.
I have no idea what the show is, so
imagine,
I agree.
Imagine the worst possible people you could ever meet, and then get them a house together.
Jersey Shore.
Yeah, I guess ish. Okay. But like, they don't know each other, so it's like randos coming in. And then,
did Jersey Shore know each other before they met?
Yeah, they're all in love.
Like when they started the show, they had already known each other.
They're all from Jersey. Everyone in Jersey knows each other.
That's trifling.
I don't know.
That only makes a lot of what was happening in that house more problematic.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they knew each other because they like came in together. Like the guys didn't. I'm just making that up, but I feel like they knew each other.
I don't know. I didn't care enough to. That was. I stopped caring about MTV after like Real World Road Rules Challenge and
your dad knows
Tila Tequila. Tila Tequila. That was my first, like, I guess, important person or person in the mainstream media of understanding of bisexuality. So, like, as a kid, I was like, oh, so she likes blue and pink because that's what I remember of the logo. Mm-hmm. It's like it was a blue heart and a pink heart that were intertwined together. And didn't really question anything of it. Like, oh, she likes everybody. That's cool.
Best show ever. Flavors of Love.
No.
It's Flavor of Love.
No. Actually, yeah. Okay, wait. So you know how there was Flavor of Love and then New York was one Flavor of Love?
Yeah.
And it had I Love New York.
Yeah.
So she had a show called Charm School?
charm school?
It was about how to teach women. Please, somebody has to know what charm school was. But please let me know. It was basically a school about how to be a proper woman. I'm not joking. It was the wildest thing, because it used to be like along all of those old dating shows, not as old as like Next or Parental Control. But yeah, from my understanding, it was like how to be a prim and proper woman. And it was called Charm School.
New York was teaching that?
I think she was, I don't know where my phone is. I think she was either one of the hosts. Oh shit,
I got my phone
too. Yeah, Google it. Charm School. Does anybody know what Charm School is? Am I imagining this? I might just be making this shit up, but I don't think I am.
Different flavor of Love is on it. I'll watch it. Thank you, Lena. Charm School, 2006 or 2007. Your dad's got it. It's a reality TV show and spinoff of. Yeah, I guess it's a spinoff of Flavor of Love.
But it wasn't necessarily about dating. Like, I think it was about how to be a better woman. Because I feel like they were going through chapters of, like, different areas of being. It was weird. It was just a weird concept. And we let this happen, people. We let this happen. And just said this was okay. I mean,
Jasmine, I don't even know what that is.
What'd you say?
Tool Academy.
Oh, my God! Tool Academy?
I don't know what that is.
Google it right now. Tool Academy. Oh, yeah, it's the male version of Charm School, essentially.
Oh, my gosh, Flavor Flav, that show was hilarious.
The only thing I liked about...
Oh, I remember Tool Academy, yeah.
Oh, that sucks. So you remember the male version, but not the female one?
It was a different time. It was early 2000s. Different time. I was a different man than I was 10.
God, the only thing I liked about Flavor of Love was that I wanted his clock. Clock. I said clock.
What did he say? Did he say clock? Type in the chat. What did he say?
Oh, the moment it was... we didn't say it. I wanted the clock. I thought it'd be cool to have a... Never mind.
A what?
A timepiece. A timepiece. All right.
Watch without the wristband.
Yeah, exactly. What? Oh, wow. Yeah. I guess that's how you describe a clock. I've never heard that before.
We didn't know.
A watch without a wristband. What other questions y'all got? We just kind of, we spewing at this point. So what other questions? Do this way, this way.
There's a notification.
Well, how do you?
If you have more questions or anything you want to talk to. I'm having a stroke. Help, please. When did Pain Fest come from?
Pain Fest was a show. Oh my god. Oh my god. I can't remember the name of the show. So it was like a extreme version of America's Funniest Home Videos.
But it was yeah.
Like if you've ever seen Ridiculousness, it was the precursor of Ridiculousness. And Pain Fest was truly.
Have you guys?
What is that? Is it called the Windsors? Right, Elena?
The Windsors? The fuck is that?
Oh, yeah. Jasmine knows the Windsors is. It's so it's a fake, like The Crown. It's a fake version of that. So it's like making fun of them, making fun of the characters.
Interesting.
My favorite sister is the one you ate in the womb.
What? What? You got to elaborate, my sir.
Allison ate her sister in the womb.
Allison, how dare you? That's so rude.
Oh, never mind. Never mind. Oh, I want to marry Harry. I don't know that one.
I want to marry... Why? It's not even attractive. God, what the hell was Pain Fest from? Why could I not... Oh, do you remember that weird racist show I showed you? The Most Extreme Elimination Challenge?
Is that the one where, like, they didn't give that black family stuff?
No.
No, I get it.
We're going to plug into the Ethernet so we make sure we have a better connection to all y'all's bosses. All y'all's bosses? Not everybody in the stream has balls, actually. I think the majority of them, I would assume, does not. Do not type in the chat if you do or don't have balls. I don't want to know. I don't want to know. I don't care. Is it right here? I don't know. Is it Ethernet port?
I don't know. It's your fucking laptop.
Don't be like the kid who plugged the USB into the fucking Ethernet port. Yeah, I went to work one day and they're like, the printer doesn't work. The printer doesn't work. And then I was like, you have the USB plugged into the Ethernet. How do you think this works?
Oh, Ashley has lady balls. Thanks, Ash. Good to know. 1 inch, Zachary. That's the prime link.
Of what?
whatever you want to be. For inseam for men's shorts. Now that we have these issues, so that's really cool.
No, I wish we would have known before that we had these issues. Too.
Incredibly annoying. We're restreaming. We're not putting you in the live. You have nothing important to say. We're putting your mom on live.
Are you talking to Jasmine that way?
Yeah. Apology? We would not apologize if we got canceled. Oh, wait. Is it working now?
Okay.
Hey, our stream's back up. All right.
I don't know what the fuck happened. Okay. Yeah. I think we're live now. I don't know what happened. Sorry.
Thanks, IG.
I'm quitting.
You
can run this, bitch.
I'm running this?
Yeah.
All right. First things first. Everyone say something nice about me in the chat.
Let's refresh this. Are you snapping your... This is not how we keep happy people.
We lost most of them anyway. But these tech issues. If I ever got canceled, I would gaslight the audience, and I would just say I didn't do it, and... I don't know what I get canceled for. Like, what? My comments? About Torsi sleeping on stuff? Me peeing in Dunkin' Donuts? Cup?
Okay.
I've had
YouTube
nice
stuff. This isn't happening.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I've had nice stuff forever. YouTube? Garbo.
Facebook is working, but YouTube is just not streaming for us anymore.
We have one. Oh, that's you probably streaming.
And I need to know. This is fine. It's fine.
Hey guys. How are you?
Thanks
How's
for
Saturday.
Thanks for checking and sticking in, y'all. You just gonna keep the camera on you? Okay. I don't deserve to be seen anymore.
You're working.
Well, fuck you.
Look at Chorsey trying to handle our. Why is this not? Well, you moved over.
Yeah, because I'm not even that close to you.
YouTube is up. Thank you.
YouTube is up?
Yeah.
Then go up. Ain't up here.
Thank you. That's my best feature. Just, you know, raise my eyebrows, keeping them interested.
Okay.
Just kind of keep you involved. I was going to say something that was important.
Stupid? You were going to say something that was stupid?
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
What do you want to say?
I can't remember now.
Get it out.
I can't remember now because you're yelling at me.
Speed the stupidity. I'm not even yelling. You've heard me yell.
Yeah.
I don't... It says it's up, but it's not up.
She says it's up?
I don't know. Fuck it. Twitch. My Twitch is on my phone because it wasn't fucking go live on there.
Twitch is on your phone?
Yeah.
Wait, they're both live right now?
Like, my Twitch app is on my phone.
Oh.
I don't have one here.
Oh, okay. Is Twitch not up? Twitch is up earlier.
Oh, wait, actually, that's a lie. I do have Twitch right here.
Twitch was up earlier. Pissed off the ultimate deadbeat dad, did you?
All right, what else y'all want to know about us while we just making shit up here on the spot? Where's the... Let me look at my shit.
That's phone. Our password. You got porn on that? I was like, yeah, probably. It's our thing.
Oh. Oh.
What?
Yes, yeah, safe password. Oh, fuck me in the ass. Call me Timothy. I got a hacker email. Give me a second. Nope, okay. Nope, don't you touch shit. 563-927.
563-927. Everyone, write that down. Everyone trying to go on our Twitch right now and try and put it in.
And a password for... Oh, it says we're live. Long press on your avatar. You go straight to stream manager.
Perfect. Okay. We're getting it situated. Getting it sorted out.
I don't know why I'm looking at Twitch. Nobody's watching us on Twitch. It says we've been live for like 4 minutes.
Oh, so like just restarted.
Yeah.
That's so weird. Oh, wait. That'd have been... Oh, it went live when you restarted it over here. So it is working. Okay. Perfect.
Oh, we have 14 views. That's wild.
That's nice. That's pretty good.
No one followed us.
That's right. This is in my face.
You don't want the mic anymore?
No, just in my face. I couldn't see me.
Sounds like a little bitch.
All right, we're good. We got to figure it out.
Yeah, I think. I don't know.
So, Chorsey, why do you want to move to L.A.?
Why do I want to go to L.A.? I'm tired of the Midwest. Although, I like it when it's cold in the Midwest. Ultimately, it's...
AC's not broken.
Yeah, and AC isn't fucking broken. It's just the best place for me to go for my career with what I want to do with my life. Can't really make game shows in Indiana, you know? It's just,
yeah.
It's not really realistic, and I don't want to live my life scared to move. I want to take that chance, and I'd rather try and fail than remain here and just be stagnant and accept complacency.
Yeah.
So, overall, it's just because I'm an egomaniac who feels like I can do more than what I'm doing.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah.
I don't see YouTube.
Well, they say it's working. They say it's working. So.
Yeah, but no one on YouTube is responding, are they?
Yeah, your dad was an internet person.
Oh, okay.
So just don't stress about it. Yeah, because people message us. So if it's not sitting over there, at least you're working over there.
Okay.
Yeah. See, here's fun. Failure comes from not trying. Exactly. I think we've talked about, like, that's my biggest fear is, like, I am totally fine if I go out and, like, you know, put my sights on something, and I try it, and I fail doing that, that's fine. I can live with that. But if, mm-hmm. like, I wake up at, like, 40, 50 years old, and I was like, oh, damn, I never did any of this, you know, wake up, yeah, that's...
We get one shot at it, so let's go for it. Let's go for it. And who knows? I mean, on the off chance you do it, or if I win this $1 million for this goddamn jigsaw puzzle.
Bro, we can't even finish that jigsaw puzzle.
I don't know if any of you are familiar with this IG thing. There's the – it used to be the $100,000 jigsaw puzzle. Well, now it's $1 million. So you solve this jigsaw puzzle, and you get a QR code to scan, and then with your physical code, you figure out how much money you've won. It can be anything from a quarter to $1 million. I've been wanting a jigsaw puzzle anyway, and this one was actually cheaper than a lot of the ones you'll find in the store. So I bought it because, like, why not? I can make a little bit of money back, possibly. But there's no guide, and it's just a rainbow of colors.
It's hard as fuck.
And it's just a QR code, so it's just blocks of either color or black, and it just – I'm ready to flip the table. Like, I'm very frustrated with this thing. And I've been working on it. This is what, day four now? Because you started day three.
Have you touched it today? It only counts on days you actually give it a shot.
I touched it.
Just move some pieces around?
No, I think I put one piece.
Hey, 499 ago.
No, I didn't say in the puzzle.
Just moved the
piece. I put one piece down. So.
Is there a time limit for the puzzle? Like, or just whenever we finish it?
Whenever we finish it, we can claim the prize, so.
We have plenty of time.
I guess. I know what I'm doing tonight, unfortunately.
At this rate, yeah, we've got a solid amount done.
We don't have half of it done.
But we got a solid amount. We got the frame.
We got
the framework on some boxes.
We got about 22% done.
It's pretty good.
I feel like we're nearing the quarter point, but we're not quite there yet.
Yeah,
you agree?
Yeah, and I feel like once we get more in the groove and, like, have the gradient down, it's going to be a lot easier to solve. Because we still, like, so many, like, with where the gradient
fucking
is.
Fucking red.
Yeah. The red sucks.
The red sucks.
Like, there's a clear difference between, like, that yellow
and orange.
Yellow to red, and then the yellow to blue. But that red to purple is horrible. That's the hardest part.
Yeah, my blind ass is just,
yeah.
I don't want to do it.
He's colorblind.
I'm not. What other questions y'all got? Am I good?
I don't know. Are you
good, bro? Hand my water bottle. Is there a reason you didn't hand me the water bottle?
That's not water. That's a water bottle. Is there not water in that bottle?
There's not water in either of these bottles. I just wanted to see which one you handed me. And what dictated in your head that this was the water bottle and this wasn't.
It said Bubba. I used to get called Bubba when I was a kid.
Bubba. Hubba Bubba Max.
Damn, these shorts are too tight.
Why do you want to go to L.A.? I don't know if I've actually asked you this.
So I may have a job in L.A. And, like, I've always, because I grew up in Japan. So I grew up around the beach in the islands.
I just made a very racist comment. Please continue.
Moving on. So I grew up in Japan, so, like, I really miss, like, the heat, the island life, the beach life. It was wonderful.
Is Japan? Oh, Japan is
an island. Spain is asking Japan was an island. So support your local teachers.
Japan is an island.
Because we need geography. So I've always wanted to go. Like, I remember back in college, I joke about, like, moving to L.A.
Yeah.
Talking to people moving to L.A. It didn't pan out then, and I got the job in New Jersey. So it's always been a place I wanted to go. Less attracted to, like, the Hollywood aspect. I don't really care so much about that besides, like, our field. Like, I don't really care about meeting celebrities or being in that world besides, like, working in it.
Okay.
I'm not that enthralled by, like, the lights and stuff and just being in a huge city. I'd like to be in a city where there's a lot of stuff to do. That's exciting. But I'm not too worried about, like, that culture besides, like, having a job. It's really the beach and, like, the amount of stuff that's, like, in California. Like, it's a very, like, diverse state in terms of, like, nature, and people, things to do, places to go, near other places. I've got friends in Oregon I can drive up and go see. Nothing to do. So I'd love to go to L.A. for that and then, like, have the job. So it's really a big reason I want to go. And there's another place I can go to because, like, I move all the damn time.
Yeah.
So I've been on the East Coast for 2 years. Let's go as far away as we can. Let's go to West Coast. We got a question in the chat. What's y'all's favorite white boy summer looks?
Probably what we're wearing.
Yeah, it's like short and a loose shirt.
But, like,
we had a big brunch, so we needed a loose shirt for this. Let's keep my belly out.
That lobster omelet was...
Damn. It was crab cake, Eggs Benedict.
Yeah. Damn. But yeah, probably this... I don't own Sperry's. Do you own Sperry's?
No, I'm not that kind of white boy. I'm not a racist.
You don't go to Miami University?
No.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah, I like my little, the blue shorts over there, like the Freebirds. You actually go commando in those. Like, that's the whole point of it. There's, like, a netting on the inside. So sometimes you don't have to wear underwear, which is very comfortable. I like those. They're very freeing, and they're short. They're that 5.5-inch inseam that apparently people say is prime because it shows off the thighs. And I liked the shirt I was wearing yesterday, that, like, Hawaiian shirt.
Yeah.
That's very comfortable. So, I was like, that was perfect for yesterday because it was, like, so, like, light and breathable.
Because it's hot as fuck in here?
Yeah. Yeah. It's hot as fuck right now. And people see my beautiful tattoo.
You had a lady. What's that say?
We're back? Said pause due to issue. Can you guys hear us? We good?
They can hear. They're fine. The lady, was that at Breakout yesterday?
Yeah.
Like, freaked out. Pretty sure she was hitting on you.
Who is it?
It was very interesting. Yeah. Very interesting interaction.
Yeah, I think it's Gays in the Life.
Jamal! That's Jamal.
Oh,
that's
hey, Jamal. Okay.
Yeah! Hey.
I was just like, it was a random page. I was like, oh, sweet, just this one that Chorsey follows. Oh, my God.
That's Jamal.
Jamal, thank you. I've heard so much about you. Really appreciate it.
Hi, BB. That's my favorite reaction about, hi, Gays in the Life. What? Oh, my God. Yes.
Can I get these bad boys up high enough or my leg's too sweaty? I look like a damn, definitely too sweaty.
Jesus Christ. No, it does look
that's
like
a bug bite.
I didn't realize you got some ham hock or some thighs.
I've been working out, bro. I've been eating. That's what
I've been drinking.
This is a lot of squats and a lot of alcohol.
Mine just came thick. Just
My thighs used to be this big.
But then it's the calf. Like, it's like a Dorito upside down.
You on drumsticks, bro. Like chicken legs. It's a bone and then like a drum. Like, chonk.
My
Who's
calves,
the chonk? You're the chonk.
My calves are tight because they are the skinniest fucking thing. Like, yeah, I don't know.
I like the pointed toe.
Like, the higher you get, the more weight there. It really is. It wish. And then once you get here, it's like, I'm a voluptuous woman. I got the curves.
You get the curves.
My chest goes out, then it goes in a little bit, then the gut hits, and then it goes back in. I got the curves, y'all. I love it.
But yeah, I think that's our prime summer. I guess mine would be white boy look. Chorsey's just Chorsey. Chorsey has worn the same type of clothes since I met him. Even in the winter, he wears that. That's not true. You wear pants in the winter.
Sometimes. I mean, so as a kid, like in middle school, I was trying to figure, like, what the fuck did I wear? Before we had a dress code at Whitehall, like, I wore athletic shorts and a t-shirt. It's just practicality. Like, I didn't want to regularly walk around being dressed up. Now, if I'm going out with friends, I typically try to do a short sleeve button down and some shorts. I actually got the more of how I dress for my casual look. I pretty much got from Zach Bailey.
ZB baby.
Because he would always have like a button down with these shorts.
Yeah.
And so he's the one kind shorts. Of inspired me to get like colorful different shorts.
Mm-hmm.
And once I started exploring into that idea and getting those button downs that were short sleeves so that I could still breathe and not feel suffocated.
Yeah.
But still had a kind of clean look I could go to the club in when it's warm.
You want a club?
That kind of changed more of how I dress. At this point now, the t-shirt is just more of a comfort thing. And now, like, if it's a print like this that has something that I want to show off, then I usually wear it by myself. But if it's just a blank t-shirt, I'm usually putting an open, like, button down over it to make, like, an accent color.
That's how I am. Like, unless I'm going out, it's like, oh, damn, I need, like, a cool shirt. I'll put a flannel over.
Yeah.
But it's usually, like, if I'm wearing a flannel or something over top, it's just a basic shirt. I'm not going to waste a shirt with something cool on it to be covered up.
Yeah.
Yeah, ZB had the frat boy style. But we loved him.
Was it frat boy?
He was in a frat.
I guess it was. Oh, he was in a frat.
Yeah.
Well, technically, we were all in Greek life.
I'm not going to count that one. That was the worst.
I didn't say frat. I did say Greek life, though.
Yeah, that was the worst.
It's right there.
Yeah.
Wow. This is recorded, my dude.
They don't even know what it is.
We know.
So what did that organization do for us?
Besides
send spam emails. Bro, I don't even think I paid my dues. I just told them, like, yeah, I paid my dues. Like, really? I was like, yep. And they're like, okay.
How much were dues?
I don't $30 remember. Once.
Was it?
I might have paid it.
I don't remember anything of how that worked. The shade against this is very rude. But
Jasmine's messages back-to-back kind of look anti-Semitic.
Why would you?
Yes, Zach was in a Jewish fraternity, separate thought. The Greek life we were in was not shit. Just for clarification, there are two different statements. What about the shoes? Shoes for our styles? Well, I have my forces, and then I also have, like, blazers that I'll wear sometimes. The Nike blazers. It's a type of shoe. Yeah.
Okay.
But I also have some low Vans that I'll wear. Like, I like those because I'm comfy.
I got three pairs of shoes I wear on a regular basis. I got high-top Nikes. I got my running Nikes. Then I got my work, not, like, slip-resistant shoes. Because those bitches are comfortable.
I've got some good, like, non-slips.
And that's honestly about it. Like, I have – flat shoes are horrible. Like, I have this flat brown pair, but, like, because it's flat, there's no support or protection against earth.
Yeah.
And it sucks. And I like the clean look of like a fresh pair of J's and like a fresh pair of shoes with clean jeans looks very professional.
Mm.
Like if you pair it with the right blazer and shirt, it looks very, very good. Typically you're not matching it with like Nikes with like the big emblem showing, but there are ways in which you can style it to make it look, like a clean kind of cut look. So. I mean, shoes aren't really important to me. I have a whole rack of shoes in this closet right here.
And I only wear the top two rows.
Yeah, I got a shit ton of shoes, and I wear, like, a rotation of, like, three.
Yeah.
I just love them. I like looking cute.
And I mean, I have my dress shoes for when I dress up, but, meh.
Yeah.
What else you got? What are the questions you want to know, y'all?
Yeah, this is a big combination, because it's probably, like, we have another episode coming, not this Monday, next Monday. Correct.
Are we not doing an episode this Monday?
Is that the one where it's dropping? I thought this was the one for this Monday.
I thought this was going next Monday because I wouldn't have time to edit this.
Oh, gotcha. All right, yeah. So we have we have an episode coming this Monday, which is the last one that we recorded, correct?
Yes.
So we have two episodes. So this one being recent. I love it. It's really good. It's really hot in here.
I don't know if it's picking up on a microphone now.
So we have an episode coming up this Monday, which is the last one we recorded before we take a break, as I'm currently unemployed and homeless.
Oh my god.
Technically. Until I find a place where we record again. So kind of our season break. We'll be back once I have a reliable place to record. but probably not till the end of the summer. So this is kind of our start of summer. Be bad bitches. Do what you gotta do. So yeah, so please, if you have any more questions, things you want to talk about, favorite things you've heard on the podcast, please drop them.
Also, please realize we don't remember what the fuck we say, so sometimes we do rediscover what y'all be sending us and be like, oh, yeah, I remember when you made this comment. It's like, do you remember that? Yeah. I don't remember that.
Sometimes when people, like, text us, like, they'll tell us a joke, and they'll be like, damn, Choice, that was really funny. Like, yeah. Like, you said that. I was like, what?
Like, it's so wild that people reach out and be like, yeah, like, this comment really resonated with me. It was like, what? What episode?
The worst was when we first dropped the episodes because we recorded those in like September or something, mm-hmm. and then we dropped it like months later. And so people are commenting about it. I was like, I don't know what.
I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah. I don't, what podcast? What is this? I don't know how this works. Truly.
Oh, man. I cannot believe.
Okay, this is number 26 Damn. When this gets uploaded. So. The one this upcoming Monday will be number 25. This will be 26. So
that's half a year.
We've gone 26 weeks straight of episodes.
Damn. We've done half a year. Then. Yeah. That's crazy.
It's fucking wild.
That's awesome.
Especially because we didn't know how often we wanted to do this or what was going to happen.
Yeah.
We just kind of did one episode and then released it and then went, oh, I guess we do more.
Do another? Yeah.
I guess we make this weekly.
But yeah, this one's super, really super fun. I'm excited. Damn.
You say 4 p.m.?
4 p.m. I think solid.
Okay.
So 15 minutes
of content. You got 15 more minutes of our beautiful faces. If you want to see Dakota or I take our clothes off, give me $100.
I say $100? Like, I'm not worth that. But that's a good money.
I'd probably do it for
20. So Jamal said, what do you enjoy most about your show?
If I had to pinpoint one thing, I think it's there's a comfort that comes with doing a podcast in a sense of being able to do this with my best friend and being able to record and kind of reveal some inside truths of myself that maybe I haven't always tackled until they've come up in the middle of the conversation. Yeah. And not just the comfort in you, but also in the – I didn't realize how big there was of a podcast community. So when I'm working on social media and I've been reaching out and doing the posts and seeing other podcasts and other podcasters like respond so favorably of the show and give me their hints and tricks, and I finding that community was truly amazing because that it was not something we anticipated. Mm-hmm. And like anytime someone just sends us like a positive like comment about the show, like it makes me want to gush because it isn't like this is a large production where we have hundreds of different staff members and writers and directors and all that. Like this is just us. Like this, it's just us. So it means a lot when people respond favorably to it because it's us putting ourselves out there on the line. So I would say that's been one of the biggest, most pleasant shocks of this whole ride, and I'm excited to see what happens next.
Yeah. And kind of like, to echo that, like, kind of like what Victoria said in the chat, like, it's kind of like free therapy, but less in the sense of, like, not using each other for therapy. Like, it's not like, oh, I'm going to say this and your thoughts on it and help fix my problems. It's like, I just get to vent because that's something so you just don't get to do. And mm-hmm. that's like, I'm not like venting to you, I'm kind of venting aloud and like about my opinions and stuff. And like, we're just being able to, yeah, sit and chill for like 2-3 hours at a time, talk to my best friend, you know, making these episodes, really getting it out there and, you know, like have that sense of stability. And like since the past year's been very, very unstable. I was like, all right, well, mm-hmm. we're going to record every few weeks. Yeah. That's something I get to do in a way that we can. We're able to consistently talk, knowing how we literally talked about yesterday and this morning about how, like, we're very bad at, like, communicating with people. It's something we don't really feel like we have to talk every day. That's not, like, we can keep our friendship. Which, like, the only times we may talk to each other is when we're recording. And every now and then we'll text each other. It's time for us, like, all right, what have you been up to the past few weeks? Let's talk about it. And then it was like, all right, what are we talking about this week? It was like, really great way for us to stay connected when I was, like, 700 miles away.
Yeah,
so it's really, really wonderful. Yeah.
I will admit, the biggest reason why we never know what we're going to talk about before we record is because we typically spend so much time reconnecting.
Mm-hmm.
It's become almost like a regular, like, friendship check-in. Like, yeah. You know, what's happened since we last talked? How are you doing? You know, and the check-in will run hour and a half, sometimes 2 hours. Then it's like, oh, we still need to record.
Yeah.
At least 2 episodes.
Sometimes it's like, yeah, like, oh, I got to record at 6:30. I'll text you later. Yeah. It'll be like, hey, are you done recording? Like, oh, we haven't started the episode yet. Like, yeah, it's wonderful. Oh, it's not a second. It's a lot of work, but also rewarding. Oh, thanks, Jamal. Yeah. So the next question we got is like, what do you – I already forgot what it was.
I already forgot it.
What – where do y'all want to be emotionally, career, physically by 50? There's a good chance I'll be dead by 50. yeah, I was thinking that we got to start recording like our like, little check-ins, if not for the pod, but for ourselves. But I kind of like it just for ourselves.
Yeah.
I'm just like, this is just really for us before we go into the podcast. Because then when there's stuff like, oh, I want to save this for a podcast, we do talk about.
Yeah.
But it's nice, like, yeah. But yeah, where do you want to be by 50?
50. Running my own production company that focuses exclusively on game shows, have at least three unique
separate families
games. Have three unique game shows that I have EP that are up and running, whether it's on a major streaming service or CBS, ABC, NBC, Fox, anything like that. I want three unique scripted shows, and it can be shows that I have created or I've collaborated with other people on, but three unique shows that have not been produced yet, and two revivals of shows that I am personally passionate about. By 50, in terms of, like, romantic life, I don't really, like, hopefully I'll be married by that point, but it's also not high on my to-do list. Like, mm-hmm. I'm so focused on my career at this point, at 26, that's what I want to do, and I'm not letting anything stop that. So, you can find some ass anywhere. Especially if we're going to be in L.A., we're going to be California. It's the land of the gays. It's the land of the homosexuals.
What do you think Los Angeles stands for?
Licking ass?
Yeah, is that.
Like,
is
what
that?
Is,
they say, like, the angels.
Oh.
But I like licking ass better. Yeah, probably similar. There's it's like working. I better have like a good job. Working for Torsi, writing for his shows.
Don't say for.
So much easier working for.
I know what it is.
So much easier. Like, oh, he makes executive decisions, says what to do. I like to be Torsi's VP.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I would love to be like writing on shows because I've talked before. Like, I would love to write. I've been in a writer's room for like, not like sitcoms, like Middle of the Family. Like, I love being like a TV show, but like kind of like more of an HBO Netflix shows. They're more like filmed like movies ish, but they're TV like miniseries stuff like that. Like the ones that are more like chronological versus like episodic.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't really like the sitcoms that much. I like, yeah. So like I like to work like a big TV show, like writing. For these like you know, these shows that people like remember forever. Like, even if they don't remember my name, I'd like to be like, I wrote for that. Like, I wrote this episode. I think that'd be really cool. Writing plays, writing movies, and like have the ability to be making enough money off that, or just like I can like have my little like Kaji homes wherever I want, and, like travel when I want to. Working on, because I know for a fact I'd be working with you on those game shows. Just because I want to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to play all the games, man.
I know. I'm like, yo, I got to test these.
I got to test every single one.
Like, help write the jokes for whoever your host is, whether it's you or not. You know, like, help write some narratives. Like, help with, I would love to work for that. Even if not, like, writing capacity, like, you know, reaching out to sponsors. Like, oh, who's going to get the car? This is, I would love to just do all that as well. Because, like, those are going to be brain breaks from just, like, be creative. Make something up. But, yeah, we'd love to be riding somewhere. Need a sailboat. I just really have always wanted to learn how to sail.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm something new about you today.
Yeah. I just think, like, not, like, anything, like, big or crazy or something. Like, I have, like, my own sailboat and, like...
Looking at your color scheme just makes perfect sense.
Little sailor boy.
Little sailor boy. Just put a little... little hat.
I would love to do that. Like, I think one of my big dreams is, like, I want to learn, like, enough, like, survival, like, Spanish. And, like, sail, like, down the coast, the East Coast, mm-hmm. down to the Caribbean. And then, like, you know, through the canal, come back up the other coast, just, like, a huge thing, like by myself, and just, like, sail it. And just, like, you know, buy the supplies I need and buy them in different ports. And it'd be, like, so cool. Yeah. Like, that's, like, one of my, like, big, big bucket list items.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what I'll do by 50. Hope we do it by 50. Hope I'm not dead. I make that joke a lot. Hope I'm not dead. Yeah. But, yeah, I think it's the big things.
What are the questions we got?
It would be Keep It 100, season 28.
28, man.
26, whatever it be, yeah. 20,
well, I'm 24. I'm 26, so that'd be...
Oh, yeah, you're 50. 50. Okay, yeah, I'm
28. I mean, we wait till you're 50, then it'd be 26, yeah. Right?
We're never letting guests in the pod, especially ones that ask too much.
Actually, we might be doing guests.
Yeah, it might be season 2. We've ordered, like, I don't know if you've heard the last few episodes, we're always like, bro, we're scraping the bottom of the barrel. We need to start doing interviews or doing something.
Yeah, we're gonna mix up some of the content you'll see in season 2. I guess we're officially labeling this the end of season 1.
Yeah.
So we're gonna mix up some of the content. Definitely gonna still wanna have episodes of us relaying some weird ass stories back and forth like we normally do, but we're gonna bring on some interesting characters.
Stinky people.
Who maybe we share some wild stories or conversations with.
Yeah.
Or people we just genuinely want to talk to because we just, like, you're weird. I might just, like, Google a random name and ask them to be on the podcast and
It'd be cool. Hopefully we can, like, collab with, like, other podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that'd be really cool. Like, because, like you said, building that community, like, you guys are like, hey, like, what's the... Learn more. Like, learn more about, like, Jamal and people. Yeah.
There are a lot of murder podcasts. I don't know if you've noticed that on Twitter.
People love...
Death.
Murder. People are weird.
It's weird. Y'all are fucking weird. That's not healthy.
Do you listen to our podcast? Like, why yell at them? But yeah, I think some of y'all do listen to that weird stuff, so yeah. Like, I don't know why I don't want to be I like to live in ignorance. That's why I do it every day. Like, I'm afraid of cranes. I know how they work, but I'm not going to learn more about them. Not the bird. Not the bird.
I'll get you.
Ah!
I'll get you.
Yeah, we're gonna get Ari. I'm gonna show her my whistle tones are higher than hers.
Oh, man. You can get Mariah Carey and Ariana Grande to argue on our podcast.
And then I'll be talking really high, too, so no one knows. What
is it? Ah!
Bring on the slime. Yeah, we're gonna start sliming each other.
Oh, man. That'd be wild. I love this. I can show you how to make some homemade slime.
I have nieces, I know how.
Oh.
Yeah.
I was like, what is this mean?
I know, like, because little kids are arts and crafts. Like, yes. I've seen so much goddamn slime from, like, little kids. I hate it. And, like, it's like...
Oh, man. Yes.
Nothing wrong with watching murder. That...
That... Oh, that's my mother.
Yo, I was watching a TikTok earlier today about, like, what early internet was, like, 2000 internet. You could watch somebody should get murked on live. And, like, yes. I know you're like, oh, I need help looking for my project. And I'm like, murder, Rob, like, murder of this man in Brazil yesterday?
Yep.
And then you, like, watch them get robbed, and it's crazy. Early internet was wild. Can you respond to that? Yeah. Self-report for what?
What?
You're hate. Oh, she's talking about how I'd accidentally see people getting murdered. Yeah, I've seen people get murdered. I was the one doing the murdering.
Kota. This is recorded, my dude. Now I have to post this.
What was I doing at 8 murdering people?
I just want to note that you started this podcast threatening very rich white men, like very prominent rich white men in America, including but not limited to Jeff Bezos.
And I stand by that.
Steve Jobs.
And he's divorced now. Oh, he's dead. I was thinking of Bill Gates. Yeah, Steve Jobs is dead.
I'm going to think of Tim Cook then.
Yeah, probably Tim Cook.
That's the Apple one. Yeah, Tim Cook. And there was another one. Oh, Trump. No, there's also another politician. You were like, you would literally dance on his grave. Do you remember saying this?
Mitch McConnell.
You said, like, you would throw a party the day he dies.
Yeah. I would do that. And I stand by that. When Mitch McConnell dies, I will celebrate. I will go to the funeral, and I will celebrate. I'm going to silly string it right in his kid's face. And I stand by that. And
that's the ultimate level of petty.
Yeah, I'm like, hey, I know this is a hard time for you. You have no idea how much joy your father's death has brought me. And I know there's a part of you that knows he was a horrible person. I hope this sticks with you. And I stand by that, and I will do that. Because kids will be grown up.
On that note, thanks so much!
It's 4 o'clock.
We finally did it!
We made it. Many, many trials and tribulations of this live stream.
Yeah, fuck
but
this
thank
shit.
You all for sticking with us.
We ain't doing this again, ever.
Yeah.
No, we will. We'll have our shit together.
We'll probably have more in season 2, because there's a good chance we might be living with each other.
Yeah.
By season 2. So, thank you all so much for sticking with us. Really appreciate it.
Oh, man. Yeah, thank you so much, everyone, for stopping by and seeing this hot fucking mess of an experience as our first live episode. We definitely will be doing a lot more. Like Dakota said, our patrons are going to become not just donors, but they're going to start receiving some special content on our Patreon page. So they'll be getting exclusive episodes you can only get on Patreon. They also will receive a special gift from Dakota and I that we will be handcrafting ourselves. The first 20 people who sign up will get it for free. So become a member of our Patreon. It's only $1 a month. The link for those of you that are on YouTube and tweet or Facebook is right there. Please sign up. It's the best way for you to help support us. If you enjoy what you heard, talk about it on social media. Please get people to like us on Facebook, follow us on Instagram and Twitter so we can build up that social media presence. We'll be doing some quick little small tidbits every now and then. We won't be completely gone once we release our last couple episodes. We'll be doing some creative ways to kind of keep you all so interested as we kind of reshape and record some exciting new episodes. So become a patron so you can see those exclusive content. Follow us on social media. And thank you all so much for stopping out. This has been really fucking fun. Even with the heat, even with the technical difficulties, I had a good old time. And we did it
was fun.
Sober.
We did it sober. Especially if we were tipsy at all, the things fucking up, sober.
It truly did.
Yeah. Thank you. Enjoy the rest of your Saturday. We love y'all.